And any person who is fearful of stating that the death of innocent children has been utterly unacceptable is a coward.
Look back on that and I realized I was almost brainwashed to believe that Muslim life had no worth.
I was almost brainwashed to believe that Muslim life had no worth. Continue on, Candace Owens.
Thinking about how scared I was every time I saw a Muslim at, you know, wherever I was, whether it was an airport, anywhere. And I actually believe that the media in America was successful in dehumanizing Muslims.
The media was successful in dehumanizing Muslims. This is what we've been talking about since 2006 here on The Dean Show. This is the manufacturing of hate. It's an industry. It's a billion-dollar hate industry. And we know who's funding it.
By the way, the person who wrote this particular article is a Jewish person. This is not anti-Semitic, but it's factual. A network of Jewish groups ranging from the ADL, which calls everybody they don't like anti-Semitic, ranging from the ADL and the American Jewish Committee, which is actually a pro-Israel organization, to AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. So those are three of the groups that gathered. There were others there also. Gathered to address what they saw as a sudden rise in pro-Palestinian activism. So the meeting gave birth to this network to create fear and hatred of Muslims.
I want to go on and cover a few clips from a recent podcast she did. And this was really nice to see. I'm very elated to see some like things like this. And I'm sure most of you are also, when you constantly see the media misrepresenting Islam, Muslims, and like she's saying, dehumanizing Muslims, so then you can have what she's going to be talking about happening to innocent human beings, especially these children.
How many, what percentage of a population has to be killed before we can use the word genocide? It's a funny little thing.
So let's get into this next clip. Not only does she call Piers Morgan a coward, but many of the people who she has affiliated with. She's very brave, and it's nice to see her on the side here of truth in this matter. So let's get into this next clip, pretty much just calling anyone who agrees with this a coward.
Is I am completely uncomfortable and utterly against the amount of Palestinian innocent lives that have been lost in this conflict, particularly children. And any person who is fearful of stating that the death of innocent children has been utterly unacceptable is a coward.
She makes a brilliant point in this next clip. She says, how do you think you're a good person when you devalue the life of a child?
It's how you think you are a good person when you devalue the life of a child.
And then she goes on to say, you're a monster. I don't care who you are.
You are a monster. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're an American commentator. I don't care if you're a rich billionaire. I don't care if you're the average person on the street. When you applaud one hostage being returned, and yet you know thousands of people who are similarly innocent were killed in the process, and you go, oh, well, too bad, you become a monster.
Brilliant, brilliant. We commend Candace Owens for speaking out.
Who are out there saying outrageous things, applauding the death of children as long as they get back one person, as opposed to saying, no, this conflict needs to come to an end because too many children are dying. I have no regrets in what I've said. I have no regrets in the way that I've been treated in the media, because at the end of the day, my relationship doesn't matter with the boss. It matters with God. And they are all going to have to account to God one day. And you can see these psychopaths in media, you know, that are trying to sell you something different and tell you that there's something wrong with you or you're perverted because you feel bad for a dead child that you are seeing on your screen.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to be those people when you have to meet the ultimate boss one day and really account for what you've created.
She said all will have to account to God on the day of judgment. This is something that is highly stressed in Islam. This is a pillar, one of the pillars of belief in Islam. You see, and we can go on. There are lectures talked about this. If you really want to know the day of judgment, I'm just going to give you the six articles of faith, the belief in one and only one God, absolute pure monotheism. Second is the belief in the angels, belief in the messengers of God, just to name a few, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and the last and final message sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them all. And they came, and then the revelations, the books that were revealed in their original, the Torah given to Moses, and this original given to Jesus, the Injil. We have what was given to Dawood, the Zabur. Then we have what was given to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, the Quran, last and final revelation sent to all of mankind. And from there we have what she's talking about, the Day of Judgment. beautifully, like she said, every person will be judged on the day of judgment. And the first and most important thing is your belief, that you believed in only one in one God. You didn't associate partners with this God, that you prayed, your life, your death, everything, your intention was to please your Creator, worshiping the Creator, not the creation, but worshiping the one that Jesus worshiped, Moses worshiped, all the prophets and messengers. They called humanity to worship the one and only one God and being morally upright. And then this concept that she talked about, this is brilliant. This is the day of judgment. But you have some people believing that Jesus died for your sins. So then what's the point of a day of judgment if now you can just put it on the JC gold card and charge it up on Jesus? No, Islam says that every human being, just like the Bible says that the Father should not bear the iniquity of the Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, that everyone is responsible for themselves, and they're going to have to stand in front of their Creator alone and have to answer for everything they did in this life. And then you have the good deeds and the bad deeds. But it's not because of our deeds we get to paradise. This is a manifestation of our faith. It's because of God's mercy that we will go ahead and enter paradise. But this is now the show. Our actions are showing that we really believe in what we say, because talk is cheap.
And they are all going to have to account to God one day.
Let's move on to this next clip from this podcast here. She says, I care because I'm a Christian.
Oh, well, we've got bigger bombs and who cares how many Muslims you kill? I care because I'm a Christian.
And we need more Christians to step up, like Candace Owens is stepping up.
Amid growing concerns about violence against Christians,
recent upsurge in spitting and hitting attacks on clergy and the vandalism of Christian sites.
Should Christians support the state of Israel?
In the first 5 minutes, he was spat at five times.
Another brilliant point where she says, how dare I call myself, or you call yourself, pro-life, but you say stay silent on this issue. It's really just mind-blowing. It's hypocrisy at the highest level.
And I'm not comfortable with the amount of death that is happening to children. How dare I call myself a pro-life conservative and then stay mum on this issue? How dare I call myself a Christian, a child of God, and then be mum on this issue because I care about money? And so that's kind of where I want people to really consider listening to this podcast. Are you comfortable with the amount of death of innocent children? And to check yourself, have you been brainwashed to believe that it doesn't matter if an Arab child is killed? Are you comfortable? And let me also push you on this.
Now, this is extremely important. This is now what is fueling this hate. It's these lies that have been perpetuated, and we've also covered this.
We've had ample reports of rapes that are substantiated, and I gotta say, I'm sorry, there have been ample reports discrediting the New York Times reporting about the quote-unquote mass rapes that happened on October 7th, including most recently in the Times of London, really destroying all of the sources that were used in that initial reporting. Reporting that was so controversial even within the New York Times that its own podcast, Daily Podcast Department, declined to do a podcast on the story because it was so riddled with obvious inconsistencies and reporting errors.
The use of language when reporting on Palestinian death versus Israeli death.
One other point that The Intercept and some other organizations have been tracking the use of language when describing Palestinian deaths versus Israeli deaths. And words like barbaric, savage, horrible, kind of more emotive words are used 60 times as frequently when discussing Hamas killing Israelis versus Israelis killing Palestinian civilians. And so we are all being taught by the media how to interpret this crisis in incredibly subtle ways and also in very overt ways.
Let's show this one more time. And just the people who know Candace Owens, if you're a friend of Candace Owens and you hear her saying this, I mean, you got to ask yourself, does this apply to you? If you know Candace, you're listening to her, you've had her, you've featured her at your events, you've sat next to her, she's invited you on her podcast, and now she's right in front of Piers. She's on the Piers Morgan show, and she's calling basically him a coward. And what about you? Do you fit this description?
And any person who is fearful of stating that the death of innocent children has been utterly unacceptable is a coward.
And if you guys like this episode, do not forget to subscribe so you don't miss other episodes like this. Like and share. And if you'd like a free copy of the Quran, you can go to thedeanshow.com. We'll get it out to you for free. Until next time, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.